We should mention this is part of Wait What, Uary?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like, what is going on here? By the way, Iowa test scores. Let's get into it. What is that, cow tipping?
Oh, dude, excellent. Carrot top-esque joke.
Sure, you know, if I could pull something out of this suitcase.
I will say yes, my test scores were never good. I didn't do great on my SATs. Yeah. As we previously discussed, my first standardized test, they told me it didn't matter. So I just put in whatever dots I wanted and wound up in special computers.
Uh-huh. Of course you did.
Dude, sure. Special computers. That's the nicest name they could have called it.
Where they basically taught me how to read in fifth grade. And I'm like, I got this one, guys.
When I was a young buck, I tested into some bad classes myself. And that was because, like, when I was growing up, my household was bilingual, and there was a learning curve there.
Sure.
And it was very much like the Bart Simpsons. We're going to catch up to everyone by going slower than they are.
Did you get to call the Flintstone phone, dude?
No. But I remember my teacher's jaw on the floor when I was able to point out Italy on the map.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. That would be the worst, right? Is if you do it. Maybe this happened to you, Steve, where you are like, oh, my God, you can read that whole sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they put you, like, on the header board. Like, you are best student, and it's your picture.
Yes, mine.
Thumbs up.
Mine was mostly English. I had to go to these special classes for, just whatever.
Straighten your ass out.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they, like, gave me an award and, like, most improved.
Speak because good, stupid.
It's like, you went from an F to an A. What happened?
Everybody clap for Eric.
Eric's the best stupid kid.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Exactly. They were like, look at the stupid kid. He's in the regular class now.
That was me, too. I'd go to this room with like four other people, and I'd smoke these special computers tests, and everyone was like, wow, you're really good. It's like, no.
You're not too cool to put two hands together for Steven.
Yeah, that's okay?
You aren't.
I remember the teacher being like, oh, so you spoke a lot of Austrian at home. That's why you're a little slow. It's not a language. No, it's German. These are the people that are teaching. Remember this, folks, and kids listening. There's a lot of youngsters listening. You stole your parents' credit card and you signed up for Patreon, and I love you for
Hell yeah.
Continue to do that.
Do it again. Do it to every card. Get a lot of accounts
going. A separate account. Yeah, absolutely.
Dupe accounts, dude.
The teachers who are teaching you are people who are non-functioning adults, mostly.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah,
yeah. I love teachers. There's some good ones, but there's a lot of bad ones.
A couple of them are being fueled by bourbon in the morning. Yes. I got to tell you, the some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
but they're smart. You know, I think most teachers are smart enough. Get a little scope in there. Ooh. Get a little Listerine before you head
in. I will say, case in point, Drew Barrymore in this movie. I think she's putting a few back, this teacher.
You have this theory that she's drunk all the time. And every time I've seen this movie, I've just always thought, like, she is just trying to do, like, this is serious, cool
teacher. Why
don't you
sit next to the boy you think is the cutest? Whose cock you want to suck in this classroom?
What does an empty Miller Genuine Draft bottle have to do with the lesson today?
It's show and tell, you stupid fat kid.
It's 1988 and shit like that. I guarantee it happened. Yeah. I remember one of my math teachers, Mr. Rosen. He's long fucking dead. And thank God I pissed on his grave one year.
Sure.
No, he was just like, you talked to that girl, so you like her in front of the whole class.
Oh, that's
this
humiliating.
Happens all the time.
Are you going to get married?
Exactly. The dude was like 80 years old doing this.
Yeah, he probably went home and was like fucking tugging it, thinking about that dude.
I'm
my handsome
about
little Eric found a
girl. I'm just thinking about how it's like more nutsack than man at that point.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
It gets long and dangly, the long and dangly ones.
To put a cap on the standardized testing thing, Chris, we both took Iowa tests. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
What is an Iowa test?
It was just, I don't know if it came from Iowa. They were called the Iowas, and you took a standardized test. I don't remember what the fuck it was for. No one was disappeared after we took it.
No.
But it was just like, you know, I don't know if it was like little kid SAT or what.
This
you did it in, like, grade school.
Because I was in New York State, just like you two gentlemen here, and I never had that. Well, Or I don't know. Maybe
well, I don't know, dude, one of the teachers in your school was like a goat or something.
Maybe yeah. This was special.
It's a rich
smart
boy
kid. Smart kid English
no,
class.
A rich boy. It's the not. Rich boy school.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's like, true.
It's not that. That'd be come
my
on
my
now.
My school is so poor they cut the football team.
Didn't they like not have doors on the bathroom?
They
and
did
shit?
Not.
Like,
I had to. I had
to
shit with no doors on the toilet. Anyone could walk in and watch you take a
that
shit.
That alone is going to develop a prison mentality that you don't want to see in the
and not only that, my school was 7th through 12th grade.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you're never getting out of there. It feels like forever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With a 45-minute bus ride each way.
That's boilerplate bully material.
I was in St. Lucie's from fucking kindergarten to 8th grade. That's the longest I've ever done anything.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
Well, you've done the show longer.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
And you'll relate to this movie, right? Because they have uniforms, which struck me as odd.
Yes.
I have...
Because he's a Catholic schoolboy, everyone at home.
I have come, you know, I have woken up in the middle of a road. That has happened.
Oh, definitely.
That has happened. Lord I will admit that.
What's everybody's experience with the Donnie Darko?
This is a movie I have loved from the jump. We saw this shit in the theaters. Did you come with us? We saw
no,
it.
No, you and Victor.
It was like you and Christopher Nolan, I guess, the only people that saw this in theater.
Dude, yeah. Like the Albany Spectrum opened it, and it was a crazy thing because the release of this movie was totally kneecapped. Thanks a lot, 9/11.
oh, just because a fucking plane crash.
Of all the things to do to us.
But yeah, they struck like the number of screens and everything. So it was like, you know, very few and far between screenings, but our town got it.
Was that Spectrum?
Yeah, it was at the Spectrum. Gotcha. Yeah, and we went and checked it out, and I was fucking blown away. I have owned this movie now on standard definition DVD, 1080p Blu-ray, and now 4K.
I was part of that art, like when the DVD came out, because I heard from you and Vic, and I had been like, oh, I need to see this. And it was one of those situations where I think it was a Friday. I went and I rented it. I watched it twice that night.
Yep.
And then the next day I went to Best Buy and I bought it.
Yeah. That's a similar experience as DVD rental and Hooked. Yep. Ever since
a buddy's cool older brother was like, "Hey man, you like cool movies, right? Yep. You're like the kid in the group that likes cool movies."
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, "Yeah, dude." And he's like, "Watch this. He loaned me his copy
of
Donnie Darko."
Was he wearing a Led Zeppelin t-shirt at the time?
No.
Where is he? Dead in a ditch?
No, he's like a bird scientist. He's a nice guy.
He's a what?
A bird scientist. Yeah. He's a sweet dude.
He's a bird scientist?
He's a bird scientist.
Yeah, an ornithologist, dude. It's a real thing.
That does not make sense.
Yeah, that's why you were in all the stupid kid classes. Hey,
all right, you know, you're going to find a new thing about the pigeon. Go right ahead.
A school with doors on the bathroom stalls would have allowed for ornithology.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was fighting tooth and nail for dear life. I didn't have time to study birds.
Eric is dodging shivs.
But it was amazing because then, you know, a year or so later, like it's two, you know, whatever that was. So 2002.
Yeah.
I've got it on DVD. And it was a thing where like you're on the floor freshman year, like your hall, you know, the floor, your dorm room. Area.
You were looking to deflower some. Right?
No, I wasn't quite there yet, but I
for Donnie Darko.
I was stoked to share.
That's
you know,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. All these other like film nerds all had the DVD, but it was like the thing that circulated around. Mm-hmm. So much so that years and years and years later, one of my younger cousins was going off to college, and Chelsea and I got her a like care package put together. Like, here's some snacks and whatnot. And in it, I put a copy of Donnie Darko, and I was like, this movie was like a trip right when I was starting school, and like, I got a bunch of people like talking and, you know, watching movies or whatever, check it out. And the cool thing was, she then passed that on to her little brother when he went to school.
Oh, that's really
shit.
Cool.
You think it's still going?
No.
Oh, but Donnie.
That aunt and uncle don't have no more kids.
You're like 20 years of passing around the disc. That'd
Donnie
be awesome.
Oh, this is so cool. Thank you. And... United 93? You know, I was buying a lot of DVDs there around that time. I just, you know.
That's where the engine came
it
from.
It could be.
It's from a different
shared cinematic universe.
Yes, I believe it.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.